It is Thursday, August 29th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle.
KUAF is supported by 121 Digital Marketing, a full-service digital agency, helping local businesses with their online presence. Services include reputation and social media management, mobile and desktop website design and management, press releases, search engine marketing and optimization. 121digitalmarketing.com for more information.
Ahead on Ozarks, how a growing human population is also causing the deer population to grow.
Plus, from Quidditch to rugby, close to any sport you can imagine is offered to University of Arkansas students. And the challenges of growing fruit in Northwest Arkansas.
But first, the Springdale School District is educating students about potential dangers associated with social media. Rick Schaefer, the district's communications director, says the information is being taught to students by the district's library media specialists.
The reason that you have it in your curriculum is because social media is one of the biggest things in America and actually the world today. There's 1.1 billion users of Facebook, so we would be remiss if we didn't address that with our students since most of them use it. And social media can be one of the best things out there, or if it's misused, it can be very dangerous. And so you've got to caution them about the dangers so that our students will be using it for the right reason.
Schaefer says library staff cover a range of topics to help keep students safe online.
I think they caution you about knowing who you're talking to. You know, how many instances have we seen of young people getting involved on social media with people that were disguising their identity? They caution you about that. Certainly caution you about posts you make. Don't do anything in anger, you know, because you think about anything that goes out there, you may think you're just between you and somebody else, but it's out there in cyberspace for everybody. So, you know, just to be cautious of what you're doing and not to give too much personal information because you never know who might be looking at it.
He says in addition to the information taught by the district's media specialists, officers from the Springdale Police Department have held special sessions at the district's middle and junior high schools to give students some real-life examples of some of the dangers of being too open online.
The Fayetteville City Council will consider changing regulations for placing boots on cars parked in private lots in the downtown entertainment district. During an agenda session earlier this week, city officials said that the city had received several complaints from residents who thought they had parked in city-owned lots, to which any overparking would garner a $15 parking ticket from the city. But some privately owned lots in the entertainment district use wheel clamps or parking boots to enforce parking fees, sometimes charging as much as $100 to remove the boot. City Attorney Kit Williams says that the confusion has given the entertainment district a black eye for seemingly uneven regulation. But until recently, the city didn't have authority to regulate the use of wheel clamps.
The administration last year met with our legislative delegation and asked for their help, and Representative David Whitaker and Senator Lindsey carried these bills forward to actually give us the statutory power so we could regulate wheel clamping. And they passed that. We were very happy because first time it took us two tries at the legislature to get towing authority. This time they did it in one session.
Proposed regulations include instituting a maximum $40 fee for removing a wheel clamp and requiring wheel clamp company employees to wear uniforms and display photo identification. The Fayetteville City Council meets at 6 p.m. Tuesday night.
Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar is out of the race for Arkansas's 4th District seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. According to Talk Business Arkansas, Dar said his priority needs to be focused on his family, and sometimes trying to achieve titles gets in the way of that. Dar will serve out his current term as Lieutenant Governor, but he made no mention of running for re-election or seeking other office. Dar's campaign did take a hit last week after reports by the left-leaning Blue Hog Report blog reported several discrepancies on his campaign finance report, including expenses related to campaign debt from his campaign for lieutenant governor. With Mark Dar leaving the congressional race, Arkansas House Majority Leader Bruce Westerman and businessman Tommy Mall are the remaining GOP candidates vying for the 4th District. Janice Percival remains the lone Democrat seeking the seat.
The jobless rate for Northwest Arkansas rose 0.2% in July, topping out at 5.9%. That's still lower than the 6.9% unemployment from July a year ago. But the overall labor force only shrank by about 100 people from June to July, and it's nearly 4,000 people larger than 1 year ago. In the Fort Smith metro area, the unemployment rate dropped by 0.1 percentage point from June to July, resting at 7.6%, which is 0.8% lower than the unemployment rate was in July of 2012. But the overall labor force in the Fort Smith area shrank by about 2,600 people from June to July, and it's only about 800 people smaller than 1 year ago.
Though official enrollment totals for the University of Arkansas are still more than a week away, the university is already being recognized for its rapid growth. Earlier this week, the university announced it expected more than 25,000 students this year, and the Chronicle of Higher Education has named the University of Arkansas the 13th fastest growing public research university in the country in terms of enrollment. The publication used enrollment data from the decade spanning 2001 to 2011, a period during which the enrollment grew from just more than 15,700 to nearly 23,200 students. That's an increase of 47%. The only Southeastern Conference school to have faster growth is the University of Alabama. It was ranked fourth in the nation with a growth rate of 65%.
Earlier this week, the Department of Arkansas Heritage and Arkansas Humanities Council awarded grants of just more than $2,600 to several small museums around the state. Recipients of the grants had to be museums or historical societies with annual budgets of under $250,000 and have at least one paid or unpaid staff person devoted primarily to the care of the museum and its collections. Local museums that received the Small Arkansas Museum grants include the Clinton House Museum in Fayetteville, the Newton County Historical Society in Jasper, the Fort Smith Museum of History, the Gravette Historical Museum, and the Bella Vista Historical Society.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals are 2-for-2 in their final home series of the regular season. The Nats last night defeated the Tulsa Drillers 6-4. That series continues tonight at Arvest Ballpark.
Expect mostly clear skies tonight with overnight lows from 69 in Northwest Arkansas to 75 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 90s. Tomorrow evening, mostly clear with overnight lows from 69 to 75.